How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
There he is. It's been too long. Our guy, Mike Wall, ready to rock and roll. Follow him on X at Mike Wall 68. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, Sparky. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Earlier, we had Tim Dillard on, Brewers analyst, former Brewers pitcher, and we were talking about this earlier in the show. Were you ever a fan of a Kenny Rogers or a Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons?
Nah, I can't say that I was. I mean, I know who they are, but yeah, fan would be a strong word.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers, man. That was my guy. This all came back to because my producer,
Gambler?
Yes, the Gambler. Yes, exactly.
Right. I love that song.
So I saw him perform live twice in like his 80s, and he couldn't walk on that. Well, he sat there, but he could sing. Like, all the songs were on the money. Like, everything was really good. So we were talking, Charlie and I, and he's like, yeah, Frankie Valli is still performing, and he just stands there. He must be lip-syncing. There's no way. His lips barely move. I was like, get out of here.
You got to wheel him on stage?
Exactly.
He doesn't even look real. I looked it up, and Charlie found the video. He's like 94 in Vegas doing show. Yes, that's how his eyes look. How big your eyes are, and his eyes don't blink, Mike. They don't blink. They're like... And you're like, oh, my God. Look it up. Google it. It's the most bizarre thing. I don't know why
AI
anybody.
Is amazing these days, isn't it?
I don't know why people would pay money to go watch that. He can barely move. Okay. Mike Wall, let's talk about the Green Bay Packers because, again, we haven't talked in a minute here. I think it's positive, the aspect of bringing Tyrod Taylor in here because, A, he's a good teammate by all accounts. And B, I don't think Jordan Love knows everything necessarily. And I think Tyrod Taylor can kind of be an extension of the coaches too.
I certainly think that. He's been around for a long time. He's played for a couple different clubs. And there's been, you know, there's been eras in his career where he's played some really good football. I always like to have a veteran backup. I mean, Malik Willis did such a good job, obviously, earned the contract that he got, and we wish the best for him. But I think it's always nice, and Jordan Love's still a young quarterback. I think it's always nice to have a veteran guy in there that can really – when you have an established guy but they're young, to have somebody you can bounce ideas off of, and they have, like, real valuable, experienced answers, nuanced answers, I think that's – you just don't get the same contextual information from coaches that you do from a lot of players. And so if you've got a guy that's got that experience, it's only going to help Jordan Love.
I mean, you've been on the sidelines. I know you're an offensive lineman, but you see it all the time watching it on TV or if you're at the game. They come, they sit down, the quarterback sits down, and the backups are around them. The quarterback's coach is sitting next to him, and everybody, I'm sure, is adding their input as to what they're seeing and what just happened on the field. When you have a vet like that, with all due respect to Desmond Ridder or whoever else may have ended up being his backup, that's a huge deal for Jordan Love.
And you're on the sidelines, Parker, and you see the coach doing this with his
– right.
And then what happens? The next thing they do is they walk over and they start talking to the quarterback. So they go like this because they're talking about, okay, this is actually what I'm seeing.
Yep.
Quarterback view, this guy's coming down. Here's where his knee bend is, or here's where the guy's foot position was. Remember we talked about that in meetings, da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's, again, context matters when you're really, shooting live bullets, and those guys probably – get as much, if not more, information from that veteran quarterback, that backup quarterback, than they would from their coaching staff.
Time with Mike Wall, a former Packers offensive lineman. Follow him on X at MikeWall68, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer with you. So that's one guy that I wanted to talk about, Tyrod Taylor. The other part about this is Cutty McManus last week. Before you even see this dude kick. Now, I know you traded 2 sevens to get up into the sixth to get the kicker. First of all, I was against Cutty McManus to begin with. He kicked 13 in a row. I know he sucked in the playoff game. I understand. I get all that. If the kid comes in and beats him out, fine. But to just roll out there and go, here you go, we're moving on, I'm going to be media guy Mike Wall, all right? And I'm going to say there has to be more going on behind the scenes. Either there was a personality conflict or something with him and the coaches or something else going on that we're not aware of to just cut clean after Goody struggled to find a kicker prior to McManus. If McManus isn't on the street that year, you would still be having the same conversations of not finding a kicker.
You don't ever know what's going on behind the scenes. You make a great point, Sparky. But the other side of that coin is, sometimes in certain positions, this is one of them, if you struggle in the playoffs, like, that marks you for a long time. And does the Green Bay Packers organization want to be the team that waits and sees if this guy can show up next time when it matters in the playoffs? And I think the easiest answer is that Goody said, nah, I'd rather not do that. I'll give somebody else a chance. And that's a totally believable scenario to me.
But it's a kicker. With all due respect to everybody else on the roster, that's the one position. And again, people didn't probably realize it. I didn't. I'll tell you right now, I was anti-Crosby there for a minute. I was like, okay, that's enough. I've seen enough. Let's just go. They stuck with him, and he got right back to where he was. He had a bad season or whatever it was, and he was fine, and they showed his faith in him. And now you fast forward to this current crew. Now, this is not Ted Thompson, obviously, but this is one of his guys in Gutekunst. And you just move, but you move for a guy that has never kicked in an NFL game, in an NFL stadium, with NFL guys coming at him or anything of the sort. Yes, he has a strong leg, and as a special teams coach, Acorn says, he kicks it straight, which he likes as well. That's a lot to put out there. You know, we've done this before with Carlson, and that didn't work out so well.
Well, like, I was lucky to have Ryan Longwell there. I played with John Casey down in Carolina. Lindo Mari, like, when you got a guy, the demeanor, the guy, the way he walks around the building, the way he carries himself, sometimes you just know. And again, we're not in the building. We didn't have those interactions, right? So we don't know. We're only speculating. But it's very, very possible that during that time, he might have presented himself in a way that made them double think about, or think twice about, maybe he just doesn't have that demeanor. And again, I hate to speculate there because I really don't know. But I have been around the guys who have it. And when they have it, everybody in the building knows, and there's no lack of confidence despite them missing one or two field goals.
Here's a real easy question for you. How much does personality get you an extra year sometimes on a roster if people like you and like you in the locker room and what you bring and the intangibles, even though you may not be doing great on the field, but everything else maybe gets you that extra year, that one more try with a roster?
Well, I'll tell you, there's two sides of it. When you're a veteran, it can get you an extra year, you know, Tyrod Taylor, that kind of guy you're bringing in because he has those characteristics. And, you know, I know in my career, they in Seattle, shoot, they knew I couldn't play anymore. And they're, hey, we'll pay you. We just want you here. I turned it down because I'm an idiot. I don't want to play anymore. But they all, hey, listen, we know you're probably not going to be able to go. You're
well,
hurting
you had
your shoulder's
shoulder injury, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I had double surgeries, couldn't play anymore. I can't even move my shoulder now. But they're like, hey, you're a good locker room guy. You're a leader. We want you here. On the flip side of that, and bringing it back to the kickers, and I told this story on another show, we had a guy come in from San Diego State, an offensive lineman, that Ryan Longwell was sitting at lunch with us during training camp, and he came down, and this guy had the balls to say, hey, kickers don't sit at the O-line table. And Ryan's our guy. And
how would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That dude, I'll just make it simple. Like, that dude didn't last 2 weeks. He did not last 2 weeks in the NFL. He was gone within 2 weeks because he was not going to be in our room. So it goes both ways for sure. I think more guys talk themselves out of being in the locker room than stay in.
Mike Wall joins us, former Packers offensive lineman here during our Green and Gold Update segment. We do it each and every day here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Follow Mike on X and Mike Wall 68. All right, let's talk about the draft because you and I really haven't talked about the draft. I caught a lot of flack from people that were mad at me because I wasn't, you know, hipping and hooraying for what happened. And my only point is because I'm hearing everybody in front of me here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, and we're talking about guys starting and making impacts and all that. And I look at this draft class and I go, I don't know. Like, the kicker very well is going to have the biggest impact of everybody their first year, more than likely. These other guys may eventually be something in a couple of years. I just don't know if they're ready to go be that somebody now. Clearly, Goody was filling needs in this draft. That seems pretty clear as day by how he drafted. What was your thoughts on the draft class?
Yeah, I probably feel the same way you do. And, you know, I don't spend too much time on the draft, but kind of going over the picks as they're happening and then doing a little bit of research and just looking at the makeup of the team. Obviously, lost some key free agents, and I think that's going to help guys that are already on the team more now. And obviously, bringing in Zaire is going to, you know, be a big fill at linebacker, losing Quay. But when you start talking about, you know, okay, we bring in a quarterback, we've got two starters. Now, Valentine didn't play that well last year. There's certainly an opportunity to play. If you're going to play anywhere on the defense early on, it's probably going to be a cornerback, right? They can kind of fill you out there, and there's not too many coverages you have to learn that are different from what you did in college. So maybe that happens. But then you start looking at these other – you got nose tackle. You got I think you got an edge player. You've got a center/guard coming out of Kentucky. Those spots, maybe they – certainly those defensive guys are going to get snaps. Now, are you going to be able to start – and as a third-round draft pick, are you going to be able to start at nose tackle? Man, you better be – I mean, your tape better double in production from, you know, what you were doing in college if you think you're going to start at that position in a defense in a situation where Green Bay is expecting to go to the Super Bowl next year. You need a Super Bowl caliber defense. Is that realistic? I don't think so. I don't think that – you know, that edge – the edge player, are you going to get some snaps? Absolutely, especially with Micah being out early. Does he have the bend? Does he have the NFL pass rush? Is he just going to be a run-stopping, you know, gap filler? Probably that's usually what these guys are early on in their careers. Like, most guys don't hit at that position early on. So you start, and then you look at the offensive lineman. I feel like we're probably kind of set, at least for the first half of the season, unless, you know, barring injury.
Right.
We've got some guys backing up that, listen, I feel pretty good about a couple of our backup guards getting a shot at playing one of those positions if anything happens in the preseason. So, yeah, I'm with you. You're in a really good spot because you have a good football team with good football players on it. And when that happens and you don't have a first-round draft pick because you traded for a potential defensive MVP last year, well, there's not a lot of picks that you should think, or I suppose you should say, I hope a lot of these guys don't play because the guys that we have are already so good. But time will tell. The draft thing for me is always like, let's just see what happens when training camp starts, because – we can sit here and speculate. A lot of the tape they show, you're looking for movement traits and whatnot, but the actual play on the field doesn't translate to the NFL that well.
What need would you like to see them go out and get a veteran at right now? I mean, there's veteran offensive tackles out there. There's veteran guards out there. Taylor Decker's out there. Zeitler's out there, I believe. I mean, as far as offensive linemen go.
I mean, Taylor Decker, I mean, unless if you even think he might be healthy, I mean, that would be a hell of a pickup. That would be a, because we just won't know. I mean, and Jordan Morgan is been put in a really kind of interesting spot over the last couple of years, being drafted, in my opinion, probably higher than he should have been, having to move around last year. doesn't look great at certain positions, had a great preseason at left tackle last year, and I think a lot of people are kind of banking off that. Obviously, the Packers see something over the course of every practice that he's been in during the season that make them feel like, okay, he's just our walk-in starter. But gosh, you look at that veteran presence in a guy like Taylor Decker in a line that quite frankly underperformed last year. You'd love to see something like that. But on the other hand, look, they don't have pass rush aside from Micah Parsons. They just don't. And Barry went to the Jets. Like, he was kind of a guy that I really liked. You know, he comes in the spot, makes plays on the spot every once in a while. But are we talking like three technique? We get into nickel. You know, we like Brooks, but I just don't see where that double team need is on the interior. And you're just kind of putting yourself in a spot where Mike is going to do his thing. There's no question. And I don't know that you can double team him, but the reality is that position is so much more dangerous, valuable, whatever the word is you want to use. If there's just one more guy that has to, you know, get some attention on the defensive line. And right now they don't have it. And as you know, Sparky, like, if you don't have a good pass rush, I don't care how good your secondary is. And I think there's some components in our secondary that are A plus. I think there's three guys back there that are A plus, but it doesn't matter if you can't get to the quarterback.
Where are you at on Lucas?
I just don't know if they picked that up yet.
Where are you at on Lucas Van Ness?
I think he's in the same position as Jordan Morgan. He's played more, he's shown more, but he probably got drafted a little bit out of turn in the first round. There's a lot of expectations for him. When you watch his college tape, he's an athlete, no question about it. He plays extremely hard. That's where he makes all his production. But as far as, like, I work with offensive linemen, so I've watched him a ton just from that. Like, how do I beat that guy? He doesn't give you anything you have to worry about from a pass rush standpoint yet. Now, he might learn some moves in the offseason. I know they brought in a coach last year. It didn't seem to help his production as far as, like, what I'm watching on tape. So there's work to be done there. But, again, he's got traits. And just to bring it back to another Iowa guy, Aaron Campman didn't look like anything for, like, 4 or 5 years. And then all of a sudden he was an all-pro.
Yeah.
So you just don't know when those guys are going to hit. But being in that first-round things part, you know, that first-round slot and having those expectations – I don't think it's fair for him. I don't think it's fair for Jordan Morgan, but that's the reality of kind of how we have to judge those guys. And, you know, if those guys are third-round picks, we probably feel really good about them.
How big of a concern do you think it is losing Quay Walker, Mike Wall?
I really thought Quay played well last year, and I know that we can look at some, like, PFF stats for, you know, for what it's worth about, you know, how he is in coverage and this and that. I think Quay fills a very specific need on your defense. When you point him downhill, you give him gaps to run through, you put him on run stunts. He's a great at Georgia, he was a fantastic pass rushing linebacker. Put him in the A gap, put him up against the running back. He killed people. He did that last year. He did that year before. There's just other parts of his game that were a little bit slower to pick up. I thought he came along pretty well last year, but I do think they made an upgrade with Franklin. Quite frankly, if everybody's healthy, I take Franklin over Quay.
That's a beautiful thing. There is Mike Wall. Follow him on X at MikeWall68. And, of course, you are a podcasting fool as well. Tell everybody about your podcast.
Well, we're on a bit of a hiatus. Like I said, I don't spend too much time with the draft. But when we come back, we'll do Bock Party next year with all, every Packer football game, breakdown tape. I'm going to have some new things this year because I've been working on some, you know, Sparky, trying to get into the tech game, a little bit of AI. So we'll have a little more in-depth information.
I'm too old for that. I'm too old for that AI stuff.
Listen, let me tell you something. That's a whole other thread, Sparky. It's absolutely driving me insane. But you know what? It's something I've been working on for like 5 years ago. I wanted to do something that I thought would be really unique for football. Couldn't get it done because the system wasn't out there. It's out there now, and I'm just flopping and struggling through it. But if I get it up, it's going to be pretty cool.
All right. Sounds good. I'm here to promote it and help you out. Mike Wall, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk down the line.
See you later, Sparky. Thanks, man.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove. No problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.